Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Harry Dent is here. Harry's a new friend, but not for long. We're going to get him back another day. Harry, we're like the Hotel California here. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So I want you to, I'm giving you fair warning there. Dent, HarryDent.com. He's the founder of Dent Research. He's written... I don't know, 6 or 7 dozen books, sold something under 1 million copies across the galaxy. Hey, Harry, if they go to your website, what will he find?
We have a free daily newsletter so you can get to know us, and this is a good time to get to know us with so many big things about to happen in the economy. And of course, we have information on other services we provide.
So check it out, folks, HarryDent.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Harry, I want to cover two things real quick. This is a short segment. I've been saying for a long time that that America doesn't have to worry about China. China is its own worst enemy. There are seething demographic, environmental, political dysfunction in China that's going to cause that nation to not be as dangerous to us, at least as they think they would be. What do you think?
Yeah, they have a great long-term plan, but other than that, they're doing everything wrong. They're the last vestiges of the top-down management like Russian stuff, which is a failed model in this bottoms-up era. They are over-investing in everything. They are an economy on steroids. They're the worst in debt trends, the biggest real estate bubble. 75% of the net worth of the Chinese people is in real estate, and it's the most overvalued in the world.
Yeah.
You're going to see the greatest evaporation of wealth a country has ever seen in a short period of time.
But they're environmental. They've got environmental nightmares. They've got demographic nightmares. They got 30 million grumpy young men over there. Can't find women.
Men that can't get married. Their demographics peaked in 2011 and goes down forever. They have no millennial generation or echo boom to bail them out. And economists think it's the wonder economy of all time. They thought that about Japan in the late 80s when I was saying Japan was going to crash in the 90s.
It doesn't work.
So China is the next big crash.
I agree with that 100%. Hey, Harry, as we wrap up here, help us prepare ourselves. We're out here on Main Street. We can't go anywhere. We're planted in the ground. We don't have any golden iron dome over us. You know, if it falls out of the sky, it hits us. How can we protect ourselves?
Okay, you get out of risk assets. That means real estate that's not strategic to your life or business. You get out of stocks for sure, the most variable and downside risk. Even gold's going to go down probably, I guess, to 700 to 1,000 again. So that's not even a safe haven. It was in 2008. So you get out of risk assets. You get into safe, high-quality bonds and cash-like investments. So when everything goes down, you've got the resources like Joseph Kennedy in 1932 to buy stuff at real estate, 50% off stocks, 80, 90% off. That's the best way.
When you say get out of real estate, though, I'm going to push back on you a little bit on real estate. People, even people who can't buy a house need a place to live. Are you against owning rental property?
Now, I think cash flow positive rentals are the one thing, the one area of real estate that'll hold up. Everything else is suspect.
So don't over leverage in real estate. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't mind borrowing cheap money from banks because then if things do go down, they're more at risk than you. But it is if you can rent out apartments or single family homes that cash flow positive, then it shows you're not in bubbly real estate. And cash and cash flow is what does the best in a crash like this in the winter season because you have the resources to buy when the sale of a lifetime, I call it. And nobody's going to have that cash, and no bank's going to give you any money when things go bad. So you have to you sell off assets now that you can, and you cut your cost in your business. You focus on what you can dominate, and you will come out of this with your competitors left in the dust, and you'll probably double your market share in your business. So businesses passed Ford forever and became the leading corporation in the world in the early 30s. And this is when Joseph Kennedy got out of risk assets at the top, especially stocks, and bought them back at the bottom and went from being a multimillionaire to a billionaire. That's the type of – this is the most advantageous stage. The problem is only about 1% of people are going to see it coming. So I'm trying to get people to think like the smart money instead of everybody saying – oh, it's okay. The Fed's got our back, and the government won't let this crash. Yeah, that's what
folks,
they said to buy. I was
Harry
here
Dent,
for their real estate crash.
Harry Dent, harrydent.com. Check out his books and his newsletter, daily newsletter. Please sure to check that out. It's free. Hey, Harry, will you come back soon?
Sure.
We enjoyed having you on the show. Good job today. Harry Dent, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that opportunity knocks. When opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.